Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251. Two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today we're going to have one of our technical episodes on the subject of comping. My name's Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. I never know whether comping stands for accompanying or complementing. I've heard it described as both, really. But what it is the playing behind a soloist or a melody line as well. And it obviously relates to chordal instruments like piano or guitar are the two most obvious. And for me, there are two main aspects of comping, really. One is harmonic. So you're trying to give a sense of the underlying harmony of the tune that you're playing. And the other one is rhythmic. So you're providing some kind of rhythmic bed, if you like, for the soloist, particularly what I think when you're comping behind a soloist. And I think really those are the two kind of main aspects. And when I'm comping, I suppose those are the two things that I'm sort of thinking about, really. I don't know if you have any thoughts on this, Simon.
Yeah, well, I think of it, I suppose it's, to me, it's the jazz equivalent of the continuo in Baroque music.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
Comping is, so there's a bass line and there's a top line, and the comping is the harpsichord in the middle. In terms of jazz, obviously piano, guitar, vibraphone, those sorts of instruments that can play chords. And yeah, I agree with you. You're trying to, there's two things you have to do. That is make the harmony. And that's the way that it's similar to Baroque music is because we have chord symbols, they have figured bass.
Yeah, yes, it's similar.
So we're deciding what notes to choose, and different pianists would make different choices with the same soloist.
Mm.
So that's kind of, there's an improvisatory element there. But I suppose the other thing is that it's the style as well. So, you know, you could do a Boogaloo style, or you could do a McCoy Tyner style, or a Bill Evans style, or there are different kind of ways of backing either the melody line or the person improvising.
Yeah, and I think different players have different ways of doing it as well, you know, and quite different in some ways. You know, I think there are some pianists who are quite interactive with the soloist, and they will kind of musically interacting and almost having a musical conversation with the soloist when they're playing. And there's others who maybe are more, it's more about creating a groove or a sense, a feel for the soloist to kind of improvise on top of. So I think there's different approaches to the...
Yeah, I mean, those are two clear approaches. I would say that you're a link between the bass and, you know, bass drums and the whoever's playing saxophone or singer or trumpeter on top. And your job is to create, I always think of it as creating a carpet for them to be on, to do their thing on. I do have to say, personally, I find highly interactive pianists with frontline that can get in the way a bit.
Yeah, it can be too much sometimes, I think.
Oh, you need to be listening.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think listening is the big thing, isn't it, really? That is the whole key to it, really, is being aware of what's happening, not just with the soloist, but also, you know, with the drums and the bass as well. And you know, very often you hear pianists or guitarists will also interact with the drums, you know.
Yeah.
So it's, like, as you say, you're kind of in between the two, really. You know, you're you're obviously in the rhythm section, but at the same time you're linked with the soloist as well. So it's an interesting, I mean, I really enjoy comping. I think some pianists I know really don't like it, but I really enjoy it.
I think if I was to make a suggestion to people, I would say listen to Miles Davis with different bands and you'll hear Herbie Hancock, etc.
Winston Kelly,
yeah. Red Garland. Yeah. We're running out of time. My name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
And my name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.